She told me she had a stroke. But one of those nurses told me she had drank too much.
Uh-huh.
Her leg was hurting. They thought she was taking a dope. So I told her, I said, whatever you're doing, you better stop doing it. I said, when you were gone, I said, the floor lady was in here searching your bag and thing. Well, I don't have anything. I'm going just to the last friend. I said, well, I'm just telling you now. Which one did? I wouldn't tell her which one did because I don't want her to tell them that I told her. You just be careful. But she put something under her, bottom of her feet and take some of this saran wrap and wrap it, put her sock on. She was using something.
Mm-hmm.
Because when she used it, she'd go to sleep and she wouldn't wake up. But if she wasn't using that stuff, just as quick as you move, she'd wake up. But she used that stuff and she'd just go to sleep around 5 o'clock and she'd just sleep, 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 sleep. She said that stroke knocked her ankle in this way. And she couldn't walk hardly. She had a walker too. But this nurse told me that she had drank so much and her sisters had to put in there. She said she was going to stay there till Christmas.
Were they trying to do anything to get her off of her?
Well, they had a doctor there. He come in twice a week. So I don't know what he was doing to her. But whatever it was, she stopped using, she started fixing up herself because at first she didn't weigh about 80 pounds and she was the poorest thing you ever saw in your life. But when I left, she had gained 100, got to 110.
She didn't have any interest in eating as long as she was...
No, not an interest in anything, but she started eating, she started fixing up herself. And she looked real good when she fixed up herself, but she had people doing kinds of wigs and they were fixed. And at night she started working on her face and she just didn't look like the same woman.
Okay.
So,
they got her out of whatever
right.
she was
doing.
Into and doing.
That's right. Well, the people didn't even come see you at first. I've done that about 2 weeks before they started business. And you could tell that one of her sisters married and in the money.
Mm-hmm.
One of them. So they started visiting her. I got caught from her because I've been home.
Where was she from?
She lived in Augusta. She used to be a bank cashier.
You might get discouraged.
No.
Did you tell me that your parents were both born in Barnesville?
Monroe County.
Monroe County. Used to be Monroe County.
That's right.
And did you know anything about your grandparents?
I remember my granddaddy slightly. I was so small, I don't know much about it all. I know he was a Thomas and lived somewhere in the country. Remember my mama taking me and Bo there one time when he was sick. But we were both small and so I can't remember nothing about him.
You said you didn't live on a farm, but
no.
You probably, like I am, you know a good bit about cows, calf. What would you call the noise that a calf made?
Lowing.
And another noise that a cow would make.
And it moved.
And the noise that a horse makes.
Neigh.